News from Oroville, April 27, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Anna, Andrea, Chloe, Samuel, and Kazim. The weather forecast, temperatures 27 to 33 degrees, southeasterly winds 21 to 28 kilometers per hour, and clear skies. All cultures have used music and dance as a way of unifying and bringing people together. In this spirit, the Oroville Dance Collective invites all dancers and wannabe dancers to the next gathering at the Visitor Center, May 9th from 8:30 p.m. until midnight. To the Oroville community members comes this announcement from Café Le Morgan at Town Hall concerning a summer holiday. After working very hard during the season, it's time for a summer holiday, a full cleanup and painting work. Café Le Morgan will be closed from Saturday, May 9th through Sunday, May 31st. Reopening will take place on Monday, 1st of June onwards, but only for breakfast and lunch. Days and timings for dinner will be announced at the time of reopening. In May 2008, Peter Hees, a well-known historian and long-standing member of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, published a detailed biography of Sri Aurobindo titled The Lives of Sri Aurobindo, Columbia University Press, website www.thelivesofsriaurobindo.com. Hees has written acclaimed scholarly books and articles on Sri Aurobindo, India's freedom struggle, and other subjects, and has worked in the ashram archives since its inception in 1973. The Lives of Sri Aurobindo has been very well received in the United States, both by academic readers and reviewers and followers of Sri Aurobindo. As a result, Sri Aurobindo's message, most urgently relevant to the world today, is entering the academic mainstream. Here's a quote from Sri Aurobindo on religion. It's not the object to develop any one religion or to amalgamate the older religions or to found a new one, for any of these things would lead away from the central purpose. The one aim of the integral yoga is an inner self-development by which each one who follows it can in time discover the one self in all and evolve a higher consciousness than the mental, a spiritual and supramental consciousness which will transform and divinize human nature. The following excerpt is from The Mother's Agenda, 1966. The mind dramatizes, and that's why it cannot understand. Of course, that has been useful to refine matter, to make it more supple, to prepare things. But the mind has a taste for drama, and that's why it doesn't understand. Violent emotions and complications are its game, its amusement, probably because it needed them. But one must really leave that aside when the time comes, when one is ready. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville-radio.org. Thanks for listening.